I still do not understand, Captain Serrano, why we could not have stayed aboard. Surely with the umbilicals to station environmental, we don't need to worry about contamination aboard.
M'lady, even the best refitting crews cannot access the system without an occasional leak. It will stink, and worse than that, you might be exposed to hydrogen sulfide or other toxic contaminants. It's safest to seal the crew, staff, and owner's space, the vents themselves, which means no circulation at all. All the working crew will be in protective gear, as I will be while I supervise. It takes only one good lungful of sewer gas, m'lady, to kill you.
Harris did not need to say more. Lady Cecilia gave a delicate shudder, and she had already arranged for the appropriate law enforcement division to take over Icklin's body, along with the meager evidence.
The crew is waiting, m'lady, and the sooner they start...
Very well. And where are we staying?
Lady Cecilia had never been here before and wasn't sure of accommodations. And those brats were probably whining and dragging their feet.
You, m'lady, have a suite at the Selenar, where the shipping line executives stay. There's limited space, and I had to book the young people into a different hostelry on another level. I realize that's inconvenient.
I can survive that. Meet me for dinner, then. I'll want a report. 2000 local time.
6 hours. They'd just have started, really. Harris had counted on supervising them closely all through the first shift, but she could come report and return quickly. She would not have to stay for a meal, she was sure.
Of course, m'lady. I'll be at the maintenance access as you leave. Please have Bates call when the staff has cleared the ship.
Very well.
Harris gave the bridge crew a stern look.
Mr. Gavin, you and Environmental will suit and observe the first shift. The rest of you are booked into transient crew quarters less than 15 minutes from here. I expect you all to stay available. We'll have at least 2 crew aboard the ship at all times, and you'll rotate. Have you confirmed station air supply to every compartment?
To all but the owner's quarters, ma'am. I was going to do that as soon as m'lady left the ship. Computer says it's fine, but I...
Do that then while I go meet the refitters. Lady Cecilia is debarking now.
She followed the crew off the ship and met the crew chief of the refitters in the maintenance access. He and his workers already wore pressure suits to protect themselves from contamination and carried helmets tucked under their arms. By the sudden flicker of his eyelids, she saw that he recognized her origins.
I'm Captain Serrano, and you're...
Key Brynear. Pardon my asking, but you're ex-regs, aren't you?
That's right.
Guess that's why you managed to put the fear into management. They don't hear command voice real often. Well, Captain, let's see what you got.
He wasted no time asking for details she'd already sent, but ordered his crew into helmets and nodded sharply to Harris. She suited up, locked her own helmet on, and led him into the ship.
Let's start from the bottom up. Worst first, and then we can give you an estimate.
Harris had always hated suit drill, and even after the suit had saved her life, she still disliked it. She hated being closed in. She had 2 hours of air in her own rebreathing tanks, and the exterior connector allowed her to plug into station air in any compartment with a vent, but she felt smothered. In the lowest environmental level, her own moles were already suited. They managed to look sheepish even in suits, as well they ought.
Mr. Brynear, he's in charge of this overhaul.
And here are my ship supervisors. Herrick Santana, first shift, Ali Santana, second shift, and Miko Oldovar on third. Anytime I'm not here, one of them will be. I expect to be here most of the time, but I may have to goose inventory control if you people are in as bad a shape as you said.
The shift supervisors in bicolored orange and silver suits stood out from the orange-suited crew, but nonetheless had name and position stenciled on front and back of both suit and helmet. By local time, it was now second shift. The first shift supervisor waved to Brynear, who nodded and then left.
Captain, would you have your crew secure compartments?
Certainly.
This command she could give herself, direct to the computer. The compartment hatches slid shut. Status lights changed, and they all moved to connect their suits to the compartment's exterior air supply vent. From now on, they would have to take care not to tangle each other's umbilicals. Brynear pointed to one of the ship's moles.
Let's take a look at the scrubber that's looking worse on the computer.
Inside the first protective shell, streaks of black slime marked the joints of the inner cover, and corrosion had frozen the bolts. Harris noticed that the gas sensors had gone red instantly.
Who'd you say was supposed to have done the refit? And how far back?
Never mind, Ter.
Brian Eyre moved over to look. When he tapped the scrubber with a wrench, more black goo oozed out. The readouts on the scrubber shell were all off scale.
That's the owner's problem. Ours is fixing the mess, and I can tell you right off we're gonna need more equipment. You were right, Captain. This is an emergency refit if ever I saw one.
He was, Harris noted with relief, as decisive as she'd have heard in a fleet dock, and his explanation to her assumed that she would understand the technicalities.
We're gonna have to vacuum your entire system, and this yard charges for hazardous storage. On the other hand, if it's this thick, it may generate enough methane to pay for part of your storage fee. And we've got a repair job and a big overhaul tanker that's gonna need a whopping inoculation of its hydroponics. I might be able to do a deal with them.
Safety first, then speed. Money counts, but only third.
Fine. We suck everything out, sort it, clean and repair, and put back your basic inoculum. How about the living quarters? Did you have much contamination up there?
No, probably because of the oversized filters. I kept thinking I smelled it the last day or so, but the sensors didn't react.
We try wet flush there. Saves time. But the bottom end is going to be a bitch.
Estimate?
Full cruise. And it'll depend on whether we replace units or rebuild them.
Replace them. Anything you can.
46 hours. And that's spending your owner's money flat out. Can't be done in less than 42, if everything goes right, and it won't. Maybe a little longer.
Do your best.
She had not expected real speed from a civilian refitting firm, but when Brynear's crews moved into high gear, she realized that they made their profit from speed. By mid-shift, four great hoses were draining the muck from Sweet Delight into the yard storage tanks. Half the damaged scrubbers were out. Brynear, she noticed, was meticulous about giving credit for those which could be rebuilt. She and Brynear had documented the condition of scrubbers, chambers, and pipes. Lady Cecilia should have no trouble making a claim on Diklos and Sons. Or, for that matter, a case against Captain Olin. In the second half of the shift, new components stacked up in the access bay. Scrubbers, environmental chambers, parts, controls. Brynear and Harris inspected them together, helmets off.
We don't have enough to give you a match set. You'll get 13 Schneerson and Lee 4872s, same as the original equipment, and 7 Plexoff 8821s. Personally, I prefer the Plexoffs. We use them a lot as replacements, and I think they're tougher, but I'd give you a match set if I could. The performance specs are identical. Here.
Harris looked at the printout and passed it to Hermoles.
That's good enough. What about environmental chambers and the runs?
You'll have to have new chambers. Every single culture either overgrew or was contaminated by the one that did. Again, we have Schneerson and Lee, but I recommend Tickman. Now, they've come out with a lining that really is better. We've had about 5 years' experience with it.
Go with the Tickman.
The Regs had 7 years' experience with the new polymer lining. Harris hadn't realized it was available on the civilian market.
The runs?
Well, that depends on whether you want to put up with a little pitting. We can cut out the worst and patch. We have good pipe fitters, and I guarantee you won't have turbulence problems at the joints. Or we can pull them all and restring the runs. Pitting, it's not dangerous once we cut out the really bad patches, but you'd want to replace it within a year or two. It'll get you where you're going safe enough. Restringing all the runs will really squeeze the time I gave you.
So would finding all the bad places and being sure of them.
Brynear nodded.
I want a safe ship, Mr. Brynear. I'll take my owner's heat if you run a little over, but...
It better be worth it, I understand that. I'll tell you, Captain. I'm really shocked at Diklos. They used to be good. I'd have trusted him with my own ship if I couldn't get here.
Mistakes happen. But not on my ship, not again. Now, if you have the hard copy estimates, I'll go see Lady Cecilia.
Even in the garish purple uniform, Harris felt more comfortable on the dockside, with honest ribbed deck plates and not plush carpet beneath her feet. Everyone here worked on ships, and in that way, everyone here was one of her kind, someone she understood. After a walk long enough to make her legs ache, she came out of Valarson & Company Limited's docks and into the commercial sectors. She was glad she'd thought to have her luggage taken ahead with her employers. Here, sleek transport tubes marked one side of the walkway. Fronting the other were shops, hotels, and eating places. None of the great logos bannered here, but often locals were as good. Harris stopped to consult a map display and decided to take a tram the rest of the way to Lady Cecilia's hotel. As usual, the good hotels were as far as possible from the rumble and clatter of hard work. She walked through a narrow door, with only the engraved plate with Selenor in slightly archaic script to indicate the identity, into a lobby that reached the stars. After one flinching look, she realized it only seemed to. The geometry of this station allowed those with inside exposure to use the entire interior well as a private display. Those tiny lights were on the far side, except for the interior transports, sliding along mag lines. Meanwhile, the concierge was already smiling at her.
You must be Captain Serrano. Lady Cecilia gave us your description.
Yes, sir.
And your room is ready, Captain, in the Mauve Tower, 2314, adjoining hers. Lady Cecilia said that she didn't know when you might be in, but she supposed you'd be wanting something to eat at once.
How thoughtful.
Harris was hungry now that she thought of it, but she needed to see her employer first.
She said to tell you she'd be resting, but... Oh, wait! The light's changed. She's up again. I'll let her know you're on your way, shall I?
Yes, thank you.
The Mauve Tower drop tubes were scented with a warm, flowery fragrance that made Harris think of summer on one of the planets with native grasslands. She emerged into a small lobby, splashed with soft color, and felt like a large purple blot. Lady Cecilia's suite unfolded its entrance for her, and a gust of pine fragrance overlay the summer grasslands. Harris felt its carefully engineered stimulants flicking her cortex, and resented it.
Ah, Captain Serrano, and how is the sweet delight?
Lady Cecilia was not giving a millimeter. She wore a formal dinner gown, cream-colored and drapey, with her graying hair swept up to a peak by a jade clip. Behind her, Harris could see a table set for two. Harris wondered who her guest would be. The entire sitting room of the suite seemed to be lined with mauve plush, on which cream-colored furniture floated like clouds in an evening sky.
Missing a lot of essential equipment. I've authorized replacement rather than repair, since that is quicker and Diklos should reimburse you. They're keeping a complete record of the damage for legal use.
Ah, and will we be out of here in 48 hours?
Very likely, but I cannot guarantee that. 60 is the outside limit.
Harris looked around.
If you'll excuse me, m'lady, I'd like to clean up and eat something before I go back to the ship.
Go back? Surely you're going to rest. I intended you to eat dinner with me, don't you remember?
Harris had forgotten, but she couldn't say that. Besides, the ship mattered more.
Considering what happened last time she was in for...
Nonsense. You need sleep the same as anyone else. At least have dinner here. Go freshen up, get out of that uniform, and relax a while.
M'lady, you would prefer that I not wear your uniform here?
I would prefer that my sister Berenice had not tried to compensate me for Ronnie by insisting that I use her decorator. I would prefer I had the wit to refuse, but I was already rattled by the change in schedule, by Ronnie, by his friends.
You don't, like all that lavender plush?
Of course not! Do I look like the kind of silly old woman who would?
That was unanswerable. Harris kept her face blank.
All right. You don't know me. You couldn't tell. But I don't like it, and I'm having it out as soon as I decently can. Your uniform... That's another thing Berenice insisted on. Captain Olin had always worn black, and Berenice thought it was dull and old-fashioned.
Surely there's something between black and loud purple with scarlet and teal trim.
You don't know the worst. Berenice wanted me to approve cream with purple and teal trim. She told me the gaudier it was, the more a new captain would be impressed. The purple was the darkest thing offered.
Ah, then you wouldn't mind if I modified this a bit?
Be my guest. Although I don't suppose you can arrange a complete redecoration while we're here.
Harris grinned, surprising herself as much as her employer.
To be honest, m'lady, I've wanted to get that lavender plush off the access tube bulkheads for safety reasons, I assure you, since I first came aboard.
Safety reasons? What a marvelous idea! Is it true?
Oh, yes. There's a lot hidden on your ship that shouldn't be. It's pretty, but it's hard to see trouble in the early stages. We certainly don't have time here for a complete redecoration, but a little undecorating won't slow things down.
Well, good.
Now, about dinner.
Let me change it to something comfortable. 10 minutes?
The Serrano Legacy Hunting Party is continued on the next CD.